B-Pod Studios.
The morning show that loves looking at your summer vacation pics. The MRL Show on Kiss 95.1.
Daniel and Morganton, welcome to the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show.
What's going on, dude? How you doing?
Hey, buddy. So tell us what happened.
Man, this is wild. So my buddy and I, we play sports together a bunch through high school. And his mom, dude, I ain't gonna lie, she's pretty hot. But yeah. We never really had that, like, I know, dude, it's funny. We never really had that, like, connection, though. So, anyways, the other night, dude, I was over at his house, and he was like, hey, what are you doing for St. Patty's Day? And I was like, man, I'm not really doing a whole lot. We can go, you know, pretty much do whatever. He was like, hey, we're getting twisted. I was like, no, we're getting bit-twisted. He was like, dude, let's do it. So we ended up doing it. Dude, it was like probably like 3 o'clock in the morning. We didn't have no ride home. I was like, dude, who you going to call? He was like, I can call my mom. I was like, I got your mom's number.
Yeah.
He was like, whoa, you got my mom's number? I was like, yeah, I got your mom's number. So I called his mom. Oh, dude, and then he passed out. The conversation, I'm not going to really get into it. I mean, I guess we're live, right? Well, we live. I've never talked
about it. Yeah, no, we're live on the radio. Yeah.
Right on. What's up, everybody?
This guy's awesome.
I'm on my way to work, dude.
Awesome, dude. Dude, so wait.
I ain't late, sir.
Wait, never mind all that. What? So you guys were doing some saucy text on National Drunk Dial Day.
Did it grow into anything?
Saucy ain't the one. What's your name again? I'm sorry. I didn't even know that.
That's Loren, and I'm Manny. That's Roy.
Hi, I'm Roy. Yeah, this is the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.
Roy and Manny in the morning show.
No, Manny.
Dude, it was the craziest thing, dude. So when I called her, bro, you didn't even... She answered. Like, you know how you call somebody, and you know they're going to answer, but you kind of like ping-pong back and forth, not really sure?
Yeah.
That was kind of me.
When she answered, did she go, hello?
Dude, it was like... First, she answered like it didn't even let out a full ring. It was half ring.
So when your friend was passed out, did you go hang out with his mom?
So,
you did. All right.
Yeah, dude. So I went and hung out with her, but it wasn't like nothing crazy.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, sure. It wasn't nothing crazy. Okay.
Hey, is this your first time listening to our show?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How'd you find us?
I was my buddy's taking me to work. I mean, I can drive, dude. It ain't a problem. It ain't a problem. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to drive this morning. So he's taking me to work.
Well, now, why wouldn't you drive this morning?
Because yesterday was St. Patty's Day.
Oh, he's still banged up.
I hadn't even slept, dude. What are you talking about?
he was busy with mom.
His friend's mom, yeah. Hey, so your friend had us on in the car, and you were like, I got to call these cats.
Oh, dude, you pretty much it, dude.
Well, we want you to stay with us, bro. You're funny.
Yeah, and I want you to call as often as possible.
So what it ended up being, to me, he passed out. He's just like me, dude. He's
we're going back to him. Go ahead.
You'll call him?
Mm-hmm.
His numbers, you want to give his number?
No, we don't have to call your friend.
We can call him.
No.
Wait, does he know that you hung out with his mom? Does he know this?
He knows now.
Okay. How's he handling it?
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of them awkward breakfasts.
Because you could become his dad.
Dude, no matter what happens, Daniel, I'm not calling you dad, bro.
I'm probably going to have a little brother on the way, and I hate to say that, but I mean, I'm probably going to name it. I'll at least name him.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll name him after him.
Daniel, here's the deal. Okay. I know you just found us, and it's the first time listening to us, but can you promise that you will from now on listen to 95.1 and call in as much as possible? I want you on this show as much as possible, okay?
Everybody tune in to 95.1.
I'm not saying repeat me. No. This isn't like a back and forth thing. I'm just telling you, like, I would love to, like, if we can get your opinion on things from time to time.
When he sobers up, he's not going to remember this.
Write it on your hand right now.
Are you sober? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Like
it's
116 sober, yeah.
116. It's the Manny Roy and Lorenz Show. Go follow us on socials at the MRL Show, okay, buddy?
You got it, man. I appreciate it, y'all.
All right,
see you, buddy.
Good to see you. Was that not the greatest call ever? What do you think, Nicole?
What?
What did he say when he called in, when you answered off the air?
I'll tell you what, it was not that.
No?
He was awesome.
Whatever,
he called me ma'am. He was very polite.
Oh, man.
Hey, ma'am. How are you doing? Awesome. Daniel gets Daniel and Josh, they get direct lines. Yes. There's a bunch of people. Yes.
If absolutely. Daniel ever calls in, put him through.
Want more of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
I love when we have people swing by the studio, Loren, especially 10-year-olds who are talented.
I know, me too. So Kendall Ellis is here with us in the studio, and she's a local Girl Scout trying to sell 1,000 boxes of cookies.
Yes. Good morning, Kendall.
Hi.
Where do you live? Where are you from?
I live in North Charlotte, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and I live in Weddington.
Okay. Where do you go to school?
Weddington Elementary.
Weddington Elementary in the house. Nice. Awesome. And so you decided to help yourself reach the goal of $1,000, 1,000 boxes to write a song to help you get some sales.
Yes.
That's cool.
It is cool. And you're a singer, too. So you have a vocal coach, and your vocal coach helped you kind of put the song together.
Yeah, that's right.
How many views do you have on YouTube? Because this is going viral.
I'm not sure about YouTube, but I know that I have almost 15,000 views on Instagram.
Cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know the news has picked up on this. Yeah. We saw the story yesterday, the day before. We said we need to get Kendall in here to perform her song live so that we can help her reach her goal of 1,000 boxes. And how are the other Girl Scouts in your troop handling
your creative entrepreneurship?
They're like, Kendall, you're famous. Oh, I saw you on the news. They're like, really? They keep on telling, congratulations. Oh, I like asking me all these questions and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to be congratulated and stuff like that.
Cool. We're going to have you sing the song live here in the studio in a second. Is there anybody in your troop that you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to Miss Heidi. She's my Girl Scout guider. And then I want to say hey to all the girls in my Girl Scout troop.
You see that? You see what she did there? Now, if the people that win Oscars and Golden Globes could watch what you did, Kendall, you didn't name each person individually. You just said, hey, basically, everyone that helped me with this movie or TV show, you guys are all great.
We didn't even have to play her off.
No, we didn't have to. I thought we'd have to play her off. We didn't have to. You're right. All right. So what's the name of this song?
Buy some Girl Scout cookies.
Great name. You know, they say the best thing about, like, you know, when it comes to opening up a store is you just say what you're selling.
Very straightforward.
Buy Girl Scout cookies. Vocals by Kendall Ellis. Lyrics by Kendall Ellis and your coach, your vocal coach.
Yes.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I got some s'mores and I have some s'mores. Then men say no, you want more, come buy these cookies, the Girl Scout cookies. Tagalongs and Savannah smiles, toffee tots, stand tree falls, those seedles, those cookies, the Girl Scout cookies. Help me to serve my community, all the while learning accounting. Get those cookies, the Girl Scout cookies. Now.
Yes.
Good job.
There you go. Kendall. Man, have you always loved singing?
Yes, I've been singing since I was born, really.
Yeah, oh yeah?
I have videos of, my mom and dad took videos of me when I was a baby.
Okay.
Trying to sing.
Yeah, just wailing away in the crib, huh?
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Mom, dad, do you guys come from a singing background? No?
No.
Yeah, isn't that amazing how life works? No.
She said her mother, it skipped a generation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sometimes it does that. They say baldness does that too, and I feel like I'm getting hit with it. Kendall, we're going to put up the link on our socials and on our website, kiss951.com, and on our socials at the MRL Show, where people could go help you reach your 1,000 box goal.
Okay.
And I would love the MRL Show fam, and I know that you get asked, MRL Show fam, and I know that you guys probably have coworkers asking you, but if you can spare a couple bucks to help Kendall, she's working hard, just like everyone else, and she went the creative route and put this song together, so...
Thank you.
Good luck. We're going to buy some here, too, if you don't mind.
Okay.
All right. And you know what? I live out in Waxhaw. I'll just come pick them. I'll meet you in Weddington somewhere, so you don't have to drive back up here.
And Maney can grab mine.
That's right. Okay. And I'll bring them to you, Loren.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you will. You might have to put a lock on those cookies.
Don't just sit at your desk playing Candy Crush. Listen to us, too. Stream the MRL Show live or check out the podcast. Just download the Kiss 95.1 app.
So I didn't know who Bert and Ernie were.
You knew one, you didn't know the other.
Yeah, right. So, yes, earlier Roy goes, Bert, and who's
the
his
other
friend?
Guy.
Yeah, and you tried to breeze over it, but I wasn't able to do that.
I didn't realize it was such a big deal that I had to know the two together.
I mean, Loren, I figured we could play the things that go together game with Roy and see if he knows.
And Bert and Ernie, by the way, is like peanut butter and jelly. Like, you can't have one without the other.
I guess Bert was my fave.
All right. Loren just gave you one, peanut butter and...
Oh, Joe.
Okay.
Thank you, Bert.
Bread and...
Oh, he's totally going to get this wrong.
Bread and what?
This is my bread and...
Oh, bread and butter.
Okay.
Hey,
wow.
There we go. But if you didn't give me the sentence, I wouldn't have gotten that.
You would have said water.
I was like bread. Yeah.
Isn't that like a prison
meal? Bread and milk? I don't know.
Adam and...
Is this a science question?
Is this serious?
Adam and neutrons.
No!
Adam? How about Adam and Eve?
Oh.
Holy cow. I'm done. I'm leaving.
I thought it was like a science question.
Manny is banging his head off the desk.
Adam and neutrons. Adam and neutrons. Like the electrons.
He doesn't know.
The sad part is I'm an ordained minister. I probably should have learned that one in the book.
If you've ever had a moment, that was it.
Adam and neutron. Okay. So good. Batman and
Robin.
Okay.
Yep.
Thelma and
Thelma. Is it like Thelma and Louise?
There you go.
Yeah.
Scooby and
Scrappy.
Not the answer we're looking for.
Okay, Shaggy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Beavis and
Butthead.
I would have said Scrappy too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
There's many more episodes of Scooby and Shaggy running together.
Yeah, but they're the two dogs, so...
I'm going to throw you for a loop on these last two. Clyde and...
Bonnie.
It's you sharp as a tack.
Yep.
Cher and...
Come on, you know this.
Oh, she did the song with the I'm in Vain with him.
No.
Gina, do You're So Vain?
No.
Oh, she did I Love You, Babe.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I've got you, babe.
I've got you, babe. Sunny. It's Sunny.
Yeah, there you go.
It's Sunny. It's Sunny. Yeah. Ooh, that took me a second. That one's hard.
Scully and...
Roy's faces are awesome. He doesn't know something.
Scully.
Yep. Very popular TV show.
Come on. You can do it. I don't even have the list
Scully,
in front of me, and I know these.
You know, is this like a... Is it on TV right now?
No.
I'm tricking you because if I said the first name first, you would say Scully.
Right.
So I'm giving you... This is not the order it usually goes in, but who is Scully's partner?
On the plane when he landed in the Hudson?
No, that's Sully.
Sully.
Sully and the Hudson?
I don't know who's Scully and Davis.
Mulder!
And Scully from the X-Files.
How's that?
The X-Files?
Mulder and Scully? Did you know
Nicole.
That person, Nicole?
I had no idea where you were going with that.
Right.
Really? You don't know Mulder and Scully?
And you never heard of them.
Even when he said that it was a show on TV?
Nope. Haven't heard of one, haven't heard of the other, and I don't know what show.
Okay.
Garfunkel and?
Simon.
Yep.
A very famous cartoon, Reverse, Jerry and
Tom.
Tom.
What did you say? Wait, Nicole, don't answer them. We're supposed to be doing this.
I heard an S.
I was going to say Seinfeld.
I'm so stupid.
It was S.
I heard S. All right. Good for you, buddy. You didn't do bad. You were on a roll there.
The only thing I didn't know was Adam and Eve.
Loren, Mork and...
That's not the only thing you didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Mindy.
There you go. Good one. All right.
Wait, which one was that one?
Mork and Mindy, an old TV show with Robin Williams.
The drama doesn't end at 10.
We're caught up in drama.
Listen to the Manny, Roy, and Loren wrap-up podcast for lots of behind-the-scenes fun. After the show on Kiss 95.1.
We were talking about some of the things that, you know, we used to do. I used to be a server at Country Cookin', All-American Buffet, I used to specifically give people the hard rolls if they were being hard to deal with.
Mm.
I wouldn't give them the big fluffy ones.
See, that's what's surprising to me is how many customers are real, or like drive someone in the service industry to do this to right. them. Like they're real jerks.
Oh my gosh, I've had someone come up and they immediately warn you that their steak better be cooked correctly.
Oh, I have a friend like that. My friend Kara, she's a really picky eater. She's going to kill me for saying this.
At least you didn't say your name.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
But she, like, doesn't eat dairy, doesn't eat, she's a vegetarian, like, and going out to eat with her is, like, a whole thing. Oh, and she immediately sits down and tells the server, like, I'm really sorry, I've got a lot of dietary issues.
Okay.
Well, that's nicer than, you better make the steak medium rare. If it's over that, I'm going to send it back.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is Christina in Monroe. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. So you worked at some place that Manny worked at.
Yes, I actually used to work at a Dairy Queen. This was a long time ago, and as many know, the blizzards, when you serve them, they're actually supposed to be able to be so frozen you can turn them upside down.
Yes.
Well, we had a rude customer all the time. He'd always come in and get the same blizzard. He would flip it over, and he would purposely be like, oh, did you make this right? Did you do this correct? Ugh. And we just got tired of it. So one Saturday, he came to the drive-thru, and we made his blizzard two cars before. So when he came to turning it over, he had actually had gotten, I don't know if it was caramel, but he got a new truck.
Oh.
And he came to flip it over and it went everywhere.
Oh my gosh. Did he stop coming through after that?
Oh no, he still came through, but his attitude completely changed.
That's funny. I remember, Christina, my major issue at the Dairy Queen was making shakes. Like, I didn't do it intentionally. Nobody ever bothered me, but, like, I would make it so thick that, like, the people's eyes would pop out trying to drink it. They're like, you got to break this up a little bit. Yeah. I was like, all right, give it back.
This is Will in Harrisburg. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. So how'd you get back at that rude customer?
So I'm from Michigan, and in Michigan, Little Caesars has, like, little places like Chuck E. Cheese.
Okay.
We had this one customer, she would call every Saturday night, like, 2 minutes before we closed, after everything was green, after that. Then she would come and pick up her pizza, and she would complain every single week about the pizza.
Mm.
Every single week. So one week, she calls, I take the juice from the anchovies and spread it all over her dough and then make her pizza like normal. And so she came, she picked it up, and then she went home. She called back and screamed at us, but she never came back again.
Oh, man. You taught her. Thanks, bud.
Let's talk to Logan in Gastonia. Hey, Logan.
Good morning, guys. So fun fact, I was actually the one who was telling you that I put decaf espresso in people's lattes way back when
oh,
I lived.
Yes.
I worked at Starbucks.
I remember that.
I remember, yeah, Logan.
I wish I could still get away with doing that. I'm just going to walk behind a random bar one day and do it.
But Logan, you that's not the only thing you did. You're calling in about something entirely different as well.
Correct. So I have worked in hospitality in hotels for the past 5 years now. Started at the front desk. Let somebody come to a front desk and cop an attitude and watch their keys just no longer work for anything. Like, oh, you're in a hurry and you need to get into your room? We're so sorry. Something's wrong with the system. Your key won't work. No, it's not. We canceled it. We killed it. So you have to keep coming back down. Yeah, we get yelled at a little bit more, but at the end of the night, we get to go home and sleep in our bed and you're still locked out of your room.
Logan, I love how petty you are.
So satisfying.
Oh, petty white, petty white, petty hotel, yeah. Petty Lapone, honey.
Besties.
I love Thanks, it. You Logan. Know, when I went to Paris, we got there really early. Our plane landed at 7, like 8 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, most hotels don't allow you to check in till 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what am I going to do, stand in the cold? So we were really nice to the guy behind the counter. He was super cool. He was like, listen, the best I can do is noon. That's the best. And the person, so we were just hanging out in the hotel lobby waiting, and this person comes in. And I hate being stereotypical, but they're wearing, like, super rich clothes, and, like, they're just kind of snobby.
A little Kardashian-y.
Kind of Kardashian, and they were demanding the early room.
Ugh.
And the guy was like, sorry, we have a policy, it's 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, I know that, well, he's you know,
hook his work him over.
He's hooking me up. He hooked me up because I was nice, you know. But he was telling the guy, sorry, we have a policy. I can't get you in at three.
Sorry, Richie Rich.
Yep. This is a good rule of thumb here. If you're a customer, be nice.
That's it.
You get taken care of. It's that easy.
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1.
Are you ready for truth or taser, Roy?
Let's do it.
Question number one, Roy.
Tase him!
Have you purchased an engagement ring?
Oh, that's a messed up question. The whole point of engagement is for it to be a surprise. But no, I have not purchased an engagement ring.
Wow.
I have not.
Okay. If you're on a sinking boat with Callie and Sterling.
Callie, my dog.
And you can only save one.
Oh, that's messed up. That's like his kid question.
Hey, who would you save?
Either answer it or take the taser.
Yeah.
And by the way, both the answers, I look awful. I look like an awful human being.
Welcome to my life.
Are you going to take the taser or are you going to answer
it? My gut says I want to save the human first, but then, oh my gosh, all the dog lovers are going to come kill me. I mean, I have to save Sterling, right? You can't let a
human. It's up to you.
That sounds awful. Why'd you say that? It's up to you. I guess I'll save Sterling. Yeah.
Wow, you answered it. Wow.
Yeah, I think I'll save Sterling.
That so the saves poor him little the doggy. Argument later.
The poor little doggy is just going to sit out there with no one
He's
helping
doggy
him.
Doggy paddle until he can't. She can't that. Anymore.
Okay, but if I said I'm going to save Callie, they're going to be like, "You're going to let your boyfriend die?"
I think you should tase him for that. For all the animals in the world.
I'm going to go. I will save Sterling.
All right.
I think you should tase him for the dogs.
Come here. Why would I come to you? Am I really being tased?
I think you should. Don't you, Lauren?
Oh, if that's the case, I don't want to answer the dang thing.
I think that's fair. Can save himself. Save the dog.
I want to change the answer now.
Nope, too late. You can take the tase, though, like a man.
I'll take the tase.
All right, give him the tase. All right, here we go.
Where do you want it?
I don't know. Do it in my butt.
I've done a lot of butts.
Go underneath. That's where, in between the leg and the butts where I got it.
I was going to say, the leg really hurts.
The leg really hurts? Wait, yeah. which butt cheek
it.
Are you going with?
It's a surprise.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared.
Two,
oh, no.
Three.
Oh, gosh. Okay. The guts go down the way. Gosh, that scared me. That does go down the legs.
You have one more question, Roy.
Right.
Have you ever moved furniture in a public place?
Where, with who, and why?
Well, are you even going to tell you with who?
Well, I mean, you have to give us the story if you're going to answer it.
Especially if there was a who. If I'd love to hear the story if there wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, all the occurrences have occurred with a who. But I don't want to tell you the circumstances.
Take the taser, then.
You know what? Honestly, I'd rather know. I don't want him to take the taser.
Really?
Yeah, I want to know. Because I feel like Lorena said that she has. I know I've said I had. And I don't know if we've ever gotten the answer from you.
I don't think so either.
Oh, boy. I hope Sterling's out of the car now. Not listening.
So that means it wasn't Sterling?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, and it wasn't while you were dating Sterling?
No.
Oh.
No. That's why I don't want to answer the question. It wasn't with him.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I have moved furniture in a public place.
Where?
It hasn't been in Charlotte. It was back in my hometown. And do I really got to go into the details?
You got to tell us where it
was. I was in the closet gay man. It's not like I could have done it in my home with my parents there.
Okay, so it was another man.
Yes.
Okay.
This is so weird.
Where?
I did it at the, I went to two semesters at a community college, and I did it in the bathroom at the dean's office.
See ya.
Goodbye, everybody.
Oh my God.
I had to go see the dean, and the office happened to be closed on a random Monday.
Was it with the dean?
No.
Did anybody else get that by?
Yeah, you got to clarify.
It was not with the dean. Okay. It was not with the dean. And since the office...
Was the dean there?
It was the dean. You know, no, the office for some odd reason was closed. But the bathroom was open in the dean's office. So in the dean's like lobby area. So, moved furniture in the bathroom, and then security came.
Did you get caught?
Not in the act. He just said, quit using the restroom. This area is closed.
Okay. There's a huge hole. Did you go to the dean's bathroom with someone, or was someone in there? Like you both?
Big boy.
Like you had to go see the dean?
Yeah, like
I just happened to go to the restroom. And
was it just passionate? Like a movie?
Was it a random stranger?
No. Someone I knew. Someone who I went there with.
Or that person was waiting for the dean as well, and you said, there's no dean. Let's get out of here. Want to kill time?
I don't want to go into any more details.
You want to kill time.
All right. Yeah.
There's just a lot of loose ends.
There is.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Loren was randomly drawn this morning, and she's up first for Truth or Taser. You must answer the questions. If you don't want to answer the question, you get tased.
Okay.
Question number one. Are you jealous of your mom's carefree lifestyle?
Okay. I'll answer that.
Well, first tell everyone what your mom does.
So my mom is a bartender and lives on the beach in Fort Lauderdale and just kind of does whatever she wants now. But she was a really young mom and had me at 18. So she didn't get her adolescence years when she should have. And now she's living them out now in her 50s. And I have to say, I am slightly jealous. I will admit that. Because she can just get up and go and kind of do whatever she wants. And it's, you know, a cash business. So it's money right in her pocket.
Wow.
But yeah, I'd say I'm slightly jealous of mom.
Have you wrecked a vehicle and tried to hide that from your husband? And if you have, how many?
How many?
Well, because you know she's wrecked more than one.
Well, see what had happened was. No, so I have wrecked every car I've ever owned, but I've only hidden one. I don't even know if I can call it a fender bender from him, but for some reason, and I can't remember why, I took his truck to Uptown, and he's got like a huge GMC Sierra Denali that's like an extended cab. It's enormous. There's no reason I should be driving this truck. And I took it to the Epicenter, and on my way out of the Epicenter, I was trying to go around a turn to get to the little gates, and I scuffed the side of the wall. So the mirror had a huge white mark on it. And yeah, those mirrors are really big.
And his truck's black.
And he had just gotten this truck, y'all. I was like, I can't go home. I have to leave town. I'm running away. Maybe I can liquidate our accounts. I have an escape plan at this point. So I pull into Harris Teeter and I go inside to see like what I can get this off the truck. Because I don't know if it's just a mark at this point or if it's like in the truck.
Okay.
I got magic erasers and it took me 2.5 hours to get the full scuff off. But don't you know I did it? And
wow,
he does not know to
still
this day.
How many cars would you say you've owned in your life?
Six.
And how many have you wrecked?
Seven.
That's good.
All right, let's get to question number three, the final question in Truth or Taser right here on the MRL show.
All right, the third and final question, Loren. How much money is in your hidden account?
No! That was the one question I didn't think I was going to answer.
Now, if you answer it, you can tell us, but you got to be honest.
Yep.
And if you don't answer it, you face the consequences, which is the taser.
And by the way, if you answer this question, I want you to pull up the secret account so I can verify.
So you have a secret bank account.
I do.
What do you call it?
I call it the wifey account, but it's just an emergency backup, and it's what I like to make purchases out of I don't want Dallas to know.
Does he know the account exists?
He knows it exists. He does not know how much is in it.
Well, I can't wait till we send him this audio.
Would he be surprised to know the number?
Yes.
All right, so tell us.
I'm not answering it.
Really?
I'm taking the taser.
Really?
Yeah.
You won't tell us?
No.
Truth or Taser, how you feeling, Loren?
So nervous.
I'm nervous.
So nervous. I don't.
You got it.
Okay. All right.
All right.
All right. Let's do this.
Are we going to do a countdown?
Oh.
No.
Whatever you want.
That sounds more. Don't.
All right, Loren. Tell me when.
Oh, my God. No, you got to do it because I can't. Wait.
Stop moving away from
wait,
it.
I know, but just wait. We have to talk this out for a second.
What do you want to talk about? What do I talk about?
I just need to know if you're going to count or just do it.
Well, you tell me. I asked if you wanted to count. You said no.
I don't want to count. I want you to count.
Okay.
All right.
You want me to count up or count down?
Come on.
From 1 to 3.
Okay.
Okay.
1 to 100.
1.
2. 3.
She's on the ground. How was that?
Did it hurt?
Yes.
That was barely a tase. I thought we...
Thank God she didn't hold it on because it goes right through your leg.
You're like crying. What?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Why isn't Nicole doing this too?
Get out of the way.
Get it. Oh my gosh. Give me that thing.
No! No!
From Rock Hill to Mooresville, the MRL Show is on Kiss 95.1.
Manny, you're on the hot seat for Truth or Taser.
All right, you ready for question one?
Sure.
Who is the most replaceable show member in your eyes?
That is so good.
It starts there.
Brutal, my friend.
Woo!
Truth or Taser?
Just remember,
it's
you have
a
to live
with. Answer.
I know you have to live with all of us afterwards.
I mean, I can give you the answer, but there really isn't one, but I know I have to answer it.
Yeah, you have to answer
and it. I'm not going to do that, so go ahead and hit me.
Oh,
Roy, you're
going
to take a tase?
I'm not going to, what am I going to say, Roy, Loren, and here's why? No, I'm not going to do that. Like, we're a well-oiled machine. Like, nobody here is replaceable, and I'm not going to just make it up, but that's not a good enough answer, so just hit me with it.
He's so defeated already.
First question, he's already having a good day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And that's the thing is, like, what if the other two are worse? Am I going to take three tases?
Yes, you are.
Holy crap. On my ass. I don't care. All right.
Ready?
Yeah, I guess.
One.
Okay.
Two. Three.
Oh! It goes down your leg.
I know.
I could have said no one. Next question.
All right, well, it doesn't get easier. Are you ready for two? All right, follow me. Have you ever followed any women from the show social media account, not your personal, for the sole reason that you didn't want to appear creepy or didn't want your wife knowing?
Who wrote these?
So, you guys.
So, in other words, a woman followed me, and I didn't want to follow her back, so I went to the MRL show page, yes, followed her back to stalk her face, to stalk her Instagram. Yeah.
Whether or not for you didn't want to be creepy or you didn't want your wife to know.
Well, I mean, I don't follow a lot of people on my Insta.
What had happened was...
But,
taking a second hit?
No, no, I'll answer this. I mean, yes, but... yes, I definitely have... Because I don't follow a lot of people on my Insta, so I'll head over to the MRL show Insta, and if they're a fan of me, they're likely a fan of all of us.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I like to poke around and see what's what. I mean, I'm a male. I'm human.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time with downtime.
What does that mean?
That wasn't the question.
What does that mean?
You know, like, everybody likes to scan and look and see what's going on.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Who is your favorite child?
Oh. That's another one that's not fair. What's wrong with you guys? Who's my favorite child?
I mean, you've had one longer than the other.
Obviously, I'm more connected to Dean. He's been around for almost 6 years now, and Ruby's been here for 6 months. Tomorrow's her 6-month birthday. But, I mean, I love them for both different reasons. Like, Dean thought that me wearing the same pair of underwear for 2 weeks and Roy and Loren smelling them was hilarious. I'm like, he's going to talk to me about that today when I pick him up from school.
So who are you going to pick?
And then Ruby's 6 months and, like, she's my girl. She's my daughter. I can't put her down without, like, loving all over that child.
Uh-huh. Which one's your favorite?
I mean...
Are you taking a tase?
I'm not picking one, so hit me with it again because I'm not picking one. That's not fair.
All right, where do you want it this time?
Left cheek.
All right, left cheek. One. Nicole is on her way over to Maine.
Oh.
Now, by the way, I'm meeting with the great Dr. Moziani today to record some commercials and do a client meeting. Do you think this will come up?
Yeah, I think you guys will have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, like tell me about the boxers and the tasing. Oh, come on. Roy, I hope you get fried.
What? I didn't write the question.
Sorry.
Do it again.
Can I have another?
Well, I'm not feeling it there.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I didn't feel it on my cheek, but she went underneath.
Oh.
Oh, okay. You all right?
Smack it.
Yeah.
It runs down your leg. It's the weirdest feeling.
Want more of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show? Listen to the show's daily podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
He's got no credentials. He's not a doctor, but he does go to the doctor a lot. He's not qualified in any way to give you any advice. But if you want it, you can have it. Here's unqualified advice from Roy.
All right, how can I help?
Roy, this man would like to stay anonymous, but this is a doozy. He writes in and says, Roy, I want to know if I'm being unreasonable because I'm upset that my wife is leaving her wedding ring at home when she goes out clubbing with her friends. She's going out a lot with them lately, and I've noticed her ring was at home, and when I asked her about it, she explained that she does it so that she can act single to get free drinks. Now, he believes that this is causing, like, she's out there flirting with guys, which is probably true. But he says, I have mixed feelings about it, and just something seems wrong with the scenario to me.
Doesn't
what should
sound,
I do?
Doesn't sound like anything's wrong to me. Yeah, sounds perfect. Listen, as long as she's coming home with you at the end of the night, that's the only thing that matters.
But he's not good. She's not going out with him.
Yeah, well, it's fine, but as long as she comes back home. And I mean, if she has to go out there and get a free drink or two, I love that. She's frugal. That's fantastic.
And so, this is why this is one of my favorite segments on Qualified it. Advice, because I guarantee you, Loren and a couple other people out there are like, what, Roy? Yeah.
Leave the ring at home. Go get the free drinks. Come back home. Any other signs that you know, you shouldn't trust her? Maybe, you know, but if you're in a relationship and it's solid and you know, and she's going out for girls' night and she wants to get some free drinks, go get them. Listen, I don't want you to be taking the, listen, when you go downtown to get drinks, those things are like $10 to $15 a pop. If you can get them for free, get them for free.
So can I tell you this from a woman's side of it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying to not trust your wife. But I would definitely do a little recon on this.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I swear to God I would. If my husband was going out with his friends and leaving his ring at home, like, I would want to make sure that he was actually out with his friends.
But why would you immediately jump to that? If there's been no other signs, why would you think they would lie?
That's kind of a big sign to me. Because for me, as a woman, if I go out with my single friends, guys typically buy your little group of friends drinks if they're trying to get with one person. Like, they're not, do you know what I mean? Like, a true gentleman is not just going to buy your single friend a drink when it's you and her out. Like, he should buy both of you a drink.
Steven and Matthews, what do you think, man?
I'd definitely say leave the ring on. I mean, you're married, you're committed to that one person, pulling that ring off. I mean, I'm going through a separation now, and I definitely disagree with it now that I'm going through the whole separation.
Okay.
Interesting.
But yet, here's someone who agrees with Roy.
All right. This is Thesha.
I agree. I don't see anything wrong. If a woman's in a bar or a restaurant and she has a ring on and a man wants to buy her a drink, he's going to. If she doesn't have the ring on, he's going to. It doesn't mean he's not a gentleman because she has a ring on. But some women wear rings that look like wedding rings that aren't. In today's society, as long as you're honest to your word, and you're faithful to your partner, there shouldn't be an issue. But if you're leaving your ring at home and you're lying about it, well, then that's weighs the decision.
I feel like there's so many people that are dishonest, though. And I agree with you in the fact that a guy could buy you a drink whether you have a ring on or not. So why take the ring off in the first place, I guess, is my issue.
Well,
because she has single friends.
I wear a ring for a different reason. I wear a ring to avoid issues when I'm not married.
Oh, so you're saying...
We've heard of that. Yeah. People, women wear wedding rings to not be bothered when they go out.
Yeah, but some guys don't care about that either way.
But what she's saying is that doesn't matter at that point. Those guys are going to do what they want anyway. Thank you. And now I'm sitting here.
Point, though. Like, if they're going to do what they want to do, then why take the ring off in the first place?
I mean, the ring signifies the marriage between you and your wife, and your husband.
Yeah.
And when you don't wear it, are you breaking that bond when you go out? That's the question. Now, all of a sudden, the unqualified advice has gone deep.
Well, you think the ring has magical powers? you think that...
It's not a chastity belt.
No, it's not.
The morning show that loves looking at your summer vacation pics. The MRL Show on Kiss 95.1.
So, I got hip to this whole thing about an ex-intern commenting on Loren's pictures. And then I told her about it, Roy, and she goes, oh, I know. And there's so much, like, more.
I didn't realize we had a stalking intern.
I mean, it's a little forward.
We'll leave the name out.
Yeah, I don't want to say the name.
But it's an intern who used to work here, a male intern.
Okay.
Goes on Loren's Instagram.
I'm pretty sure you could figure it out.
It's your modeling Instagram, the one that you model clothes, your blog Instagram. So she's in trendy clothes and stuff. And
hold on, let me see. Okay, well, there's one.
He's not saying thirsty things, is he?
It's a lot of emojis, but hold
on. It's not the eggplant one, is it?
No. Okay. No, it is not. Blocked.
What's the eggplant emoji mean, Roy?
Well, it's the fun one.
Very good.
I thought that was the pineapple emoji.
No. there's a lot of fire.
Oh, really?
You know, the fire emojis. But he has trying to find a comment. Because he'll make comments like Queen of the Queen City or something. You know what I mean? Like, those kind of things.
Laid it on thick, huh?
Yeah.
I saw one that he put in, like, quotes, trying to catch my breath.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Loren's blogging Insta, and you're posting pictures of you and outfits.
Yes. The goal is not
women.
Yeah,
right. They're not provocative looks by any means.
Right. Your goal is to show the latest fashion, not, hey, look at me be pretty. It's
right.
Like you're actually trying to produce some sort of content.
Right. So yeah. I found one that says, I know they call it the Queen City, but damn, with like fire emojis.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And this is an ex-intern who like worked for us, got credit, and then like left. Did he ever say anything to you here that made you?
I mean, like, he's just a jokester. So, like,
and a flirt.
Yeah, I never took it, like, personally, and I was never uncomfortable or, like, offended by it. I just figured that's who he was.
Who made an inappropriate comment on one of your social media posts?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hard to offend. Now, are they appropriate? Probably not. I'm your, you know, one of your ex-bosses, basically, so.
Yeah. But, like, Roy, if Loren is your coworker in an office and she's in a bikini over the summer.
But hold on.
And you're a coworker and Roy writes, puts the fire emojis. Right. Or like, you look great. Isn't that Aki Momo?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, not only that, but like, I'm in like sweaters and it's not like I'm looking for those kind of comments.
It's not
you
like
know?
You're wearing a two-piece right. underneath a waterfall. And
right.
That I get. If you posted a picture on socials, who was the awkward person that made a comment on it? Rev? Was it the Reverend?
Your uncle? Your uncle comes out of nowhere?
Oh,
man, that looks great.
What? Why don't you wear that at my 4th of July party?
Easy, Buford.
Here's a text message from 980. Someone says, yes, I had a coworker comment on a dress I wore on New Year's Eve. Needless to say, I avoided him when I went back to work the following week.
I mean, your boss just writes speechless.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's nothing inappropriate, but at the same time, you're like, ooh, I don't like that.
Uncalled for.
Yeah.
You're like, relax. I didn't post that picture for you.
I know that, I mean, I don't ever post anything sexy, so.
Are you reading the last text?
I'm sorry. What's the last text message?
Yeah.
It says, mine wasn't on social media. Sorry, Ryan, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Mine wasn't on social media. It was in the office that my doctor said he was going to need to pull my braid later that day.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know, but that is so inappropriate.
Yeah.
It's like, why would the doctor? All right, let's talk with Kim and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. So tell us about the awkward comment you got on social media.
It was crazy. I took my kids on a 7-day cruise, so we're in San Juan, and they had a piece of plexiglass on the pool, and I'm laying on it in my bikini, and, you know, I have my kids young, so I am very thin. Had no clue my kids were taking pictures. We get back home, I see it, I post it, I'm like, okay, you know, I'm looking good. Some random from second grade
post a comment saying, dang, girl, you're looking good. You know, what are you doing that I'm not? We need to catch up. And it just absolutely blew my mind.
From second grade.
Yes. I mean, I barely remember you. I don't know how you know me.
Jeez. That's so funny. Oh, yeah. And that's what it's about, man. These pictures bring out weird comments from weird people.
Domini, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hannah, you sent us an email. You're a girl after my own heart because you've already confronted your boyfriend, Chris, over panties that you found in his pocket. What is going on?
So we've been dating for a little over 2 years, and yeah, I was doing laundry, and I found like a pair of panties that weren't mine and definitely weren't his in his front pocket.
We didn't think about that. But maybe also, they were his.
I feel like we're open enough that if they were his, he would tell me about it.
Okay.
He used to have this like really long beard that he was super into, and all of a sudden like he shaves it off. He buys new clothes. Like, he's just kind of, like, becoming a different person.
Transforming.
And then on top of that, yeah. And then on top of that, like, finding panties in his laundry, it's just, you know, it's all too much of a coincidence.
So did you confront him and ask him about it?
I did, and he said he had no idea what was going on or where that came from.
And how's your relationship right now, you know, since you confronted him?
I mean, like, he's gone. Like, it feels like he's gone more than he used to be.
I think we have enough here.
Especially with the panties. My gosh. Okay, let's give him a phone call. It's important, though, if we call him and he doesn't send the flowers to you, remain silent, quiet, because what he puts on the card could tell a lot about the relationship, okay?
Yeah.
Hannah, do you have someone in mind that it could possibly be?
No, honestly. He works mostly with men, so there's nobody like that comes to mind straight away that it could be.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chris.
This is him.
Hey, Chris. My name's Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, it's all right.
Well, Chris, I'm calling with some great news. We are running a Instagram tag contest. We're a new company. We're just trying to get our name out there. And I have $100 in beautiful free red roses for you to send to someone you love. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected your handle.
Okay.
Do you have someone that you would like to send these romantic roses to?
Do you want her name?
Yes, please.
Can you send them to Ashley?
Okay, to Ashley. And I also have a card to go with these romantic roses. Chris, what would you like to write to Ashley on the card?
Something like, this has been the best time of my life. You're the best. I love you so much.
Oh, that's sweet.
I'm sorry, which Ashley is this? Is this Ashley?
Hello.
Chris, you're on War of the Roses with the MRO Morning Show. It's where we bust cheaters. Hannah's on the phone. Hannah, do you know this Ashley?
Yeah, that's my best friend.
Oh, good.
What? Yep.
I'm sorry. I met her, like, we talked at the Halloween party when you weren't there, and things just kind of, went off from there. I'm really sorry. Like, recently I can't even tell, like, if you're that into me. Like, I get it. Like, I shouldn't have done what, like,
so you're
what
not I making did, a lot of sense right now. You're just kind of saying words. Like, I feel like the past, like, month, like, you're a different person, and, like, Ashley's not even talking to me, and it's just, you guys are just, like, it just feels like everyone's turned against me, and it's just because you guys are off together.
So, it's Hannah, you haven't heard from Ashley either?
Mm-mm.
That's what I hate about this, because you lose, you know, significant other, and you lose a best friend.
Yeah.
So, my life is just kind of over right now.
Oh, that's not true.
That's not true at all.
You're going to be fine.
That's not true. There's better. You know what? Because they were never your friend to begin with. A real friend would have never done that. So if anything, this is a blessing because you now know. You now know. You don't have to waste your time with these fools.
Yeah.
You can go find people that actually care about you and love you.
I feel like I just put a lot of time into my relationships and my friendships, and it's just the biggest betrayal from everyone.
I know I don't expect you to forgive me, like, immediately maybe, but please think about it. Like, I'm sorry. Like, everybody makes mistakes, but I think...
So, what do you mean everybody makes mistakes? You're, like, apparently in love with my best friend, so...
And Chris, why do you need her? Like, I don't understand. Are you trying to get back with Hannah, or you just selfishly want her to forgive you?
Ashley and I, like, we still want to be friends with you. Like, it doesn't have to be.
No, no. Okay.
No, no, f you. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I think she's all set, Eeyore.
Eeyore.
That's what it sounds like to me.
All right, Chris, there's no roses. He's gone. Ashley, that was, Hannah, that was a horrible, horrible way to find out. And we can say it, but I feel like this one's different. At least now you know. But if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to us, okay?
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us, mornings at kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.